when the ninth month of the year draws to a close, an eerie presence starts to crawl from its uneasy grave. The beasts and ghouls of the Halloween season arise to torture the souls of mortal men, women, and children. Beware, dear listener, you have been warned. The Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror are upon us.
Hello all, Lee here, and it's my second instalment of our 30 Days of Halloween Horror theme that we've got going on. And I've picked one that we may have mentioned before as part of our science fiction discussions, and it doesn't get spoken about enough in the horror genre, as far as I'm concerned, because it was absolutely phenomenal. And it's a 1997 film, Event Horizon, and it stars Lawrence Fishburne, Sam Neill, Kathleen Quinlan, and Joey Richardson. Alright, so now to give you a little bit of a background about this film, I recently found this out recently. It was originally supposed to be part of the Warhammer 40,000 AD canon, if you like, and there was even discussion about getting the Warhammer brand to allow it to obviously be mentioned in the credits and inspiration, and it never really panned out, but you'll see it mentioned by a lot of Warhammer 40k players as part of it being in that sort of universe. So again, it's a science fiction film that I remember renting this with my friend from Blockbuster. And the guy behind the desk basically went, "It's amazing. It's Hellraiser in space." And that is literally the film. So like a lot of other science fiction films, it's basically about a ship goes missing and a rescue party gets sent out to go and find out what's happened to it. Now the ship has been testing this new technology that effectively opens up a black hole and allows the ship to jump across time and space in order to get round. Anyway, it's disappeared for several years, and now it just pops back up outside the moon of the planet of Neptune. So the salvage party gets sent out to find out what's happened to it. A distress signal gets picked up, and that's it. They've had no other contact, so they send them out. And it starts off very similar sci-fi premise to a lot of other science fiction films, and then the horror sets in. Now, when they were making this film, the writers and directors wanted to go all in, like, you know, the goriest things that you'll ever see in film was all filmed to be in it, and apparently on one of the test screenings there was people fainting, there was people walking out, there was people feeling sick. I mean, it was that visceral, the scenes that they filmed, to give you some sort of ideas of what it was like. It was described as a blood orgy, one of the scenes, with torture and things that you'd normally associate with like sword and hostile films. You know, part of that sort of staple sort of gory scenes, and this was done in 1997 as part of Event Horizon, and unfortunately they had to cut this out because it just wasn't passing the censorship. The censorship just wasn't ready for it at that time. And like I say, this was on VHS. I got this from a Blockbuster. This obviously DVDs weren't really a thing yet, unfortunately, because had they been, it'd have been you know, you'd have been able to have seen the edited scenes as part of the DVD package, and that just wasn't a thing, obviously, on VHS films. So it was ahead of its time in quite a few ways, and just sadly several years too early to have to really cashed in on the the home DVD viewing. It really, it was one of them sort of word of mouth films. It didn't do much at the pictures for, I mean, it grossed 42 out of 60 million production budget. So, I mean, it, by all intents and purposes, a theatrical flop. But because of how good it was, it became sort of one of them sort of home video go-tos with people. You know, it was one of them films that people were actually actively discussing. You know, have you seen Event Horizon? You need to see it, you know what I mean? It was sort of one of them. So, like I say, the salvage team gets sent to find out what's happened to the ship, the Event Horizon. And the obviously scenes that were cut out was obviously they get on the ship and they pull all the black box recording, if you like, the spaceship equivalent of the black box. And you were supposed to see all these really gory scenes on like the video footage, the security footage for the ship, and the crew are sort of watching it. So the whole premise of the film is like everyone as part of the salvage crew starts getting haunted, as starts having visions very particular to themselves, because the ship's now turned into basically this conduit to hell, effectively. And Sam Neill normally plays a typical Sam Neill character in most films. In this, Sam Neill transitions to basically being like Pinhead out of Hellraiser's much harder, scarier older brother, and the makeup and everything is absolutely phenomenal. And unfortunately, there just wasn't as much as was originally intended for it. But if you've ever wanted to see Sam Neill scare you, then this is the film for you, by all means. You can read countless articles about this film, about what happened to the lost footage. It was sent into storage, and this is actually real. It was sent into storage in an abandoned salt mine in Transylvania. I mean, you just couldn't write that. Obviously, this salt mine obviously was getting used for film storages and things like that. Now, I don't want to spoil too much about the film for those that haven't actually seen it. And like I say, people, obviously, it gets classed as a sci-fi film, but it's sci-fi horror. I mean, I'd put it up there with the Aliens films, the original ones, before things like Prometheus. And like I say, the scenes in it are great on their own. It just wasn't the original intended film. And like I say, it's got the cult following. I mean, you've got all these heavyweights actors and actresses in it, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. And it's one of those sorts of like films that gets spoken about in other films and television. It's really up there, you know what I mean? And again, if you're a fan of like the sort of like the Hellraiser films, the, you know, horror films like Saw and Hostel and things like that, then this film was the real sort of like trailblazer for that. Obviously it was after Hellraiser, but certainly before the likes of Hostel and the Saw films. And it's absolutely phenomenal from start, middle to finish. And you'd struggle to find critical response that's negative from horror or sci-fi fans. So this Halloween, when you're looking for some sort of good visceral space horror, check out Event Horizon. You'll be able to find some of the outtakes on various YouTube videos. I mean, there's tons of podcasts and YouTube content about this film, interviews and things like that. And it was just a shame that it was just several years before DVD was a thing, in that, like, you know, everyone had a DVD player and things like that, and certainly quite a few more years before obviously streaming services were also a thing. Now there is talk of being since 2019 of a I'm not sure what platform has bought the rights to it, whether it's Prime or Netflix or Apple, etc., are going to do the a television series of it, with, and this is the best bit, the original team are all involved in it. So that's going to be something that I'm going to watch day one as soon as that comes out, because hopefully they'll be able to go back to what the original vision for this film was. Not that the obviously film that you're going to be able to see is bad. It's absolutely brilliant, but I feel like I had the lost footage and things and being in it, it'd have been absolutely brilliant. But definitely up there, definitely worth seeing. I could talk about this film all day, and there's a lot of other content around it. So definitely, next thing you do when you want to watch a good space film is go and watch Event Horizon. And let me know what you think, everyone. I don't want to spoil any more about the film. Just go and see it. Okay, have a good day.
This morning, TDRS picked up an automated navigation beacon broadcasting at 2-minute intervals in Neptune orbit.
This is incredible. It's the Event Horizon. She's come back.
The Event Horizon is the culmination of a secret government project to create a spacecraft capable of faster-than-light flight. The ship doesn't really go faster-than-light. What it does is it creates a dimensional gateway that allows it to jump instantaneously from one point of the universe to another light years away.
Where has she been for the last 7 years, Doctor?
That's what we're here to find out. After 7 years in deep space.
18 people on board this ship when it disappeared. I want them all accounted for.
Opening outer door.
It came back abandoned.
Any crew?
Negative. This place is a tomb.
But it didn't come back alone.
Captain Miller! I've got some problems here!
This ship has been beyond the boundaries of our universe. Who knows where it's been? And what it's brought back with it.
What is that?
This ship is reacting to us, and the reactions are getting stronger.
What are you telling me? That this ship is alive?
No. I have such one thing to show you.
Oh my God!
It knows my secret.